Hi there. The word for you today is on handling criticism the right way. We've been talking about it for the last few days. In Romans 8, verse 31, Paul writes, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Great question, huh? Look, the moment you lift your head above the crowd, you'll attract attention, and not always the kind you want. Learn from the duck. He stays calm on the surface, keeps paddling underneath, and lets the water run right off him. Isn't that great? Time is on your side. When Nathaniel asked concerning Jesus, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip answered, "Come and see. Come and see." And Nathaniel did, and he ended up becoming a disciple. Often as events unfold, the cause of the criticism will become clear and you'll be vindicated. But you must keep going. George Bernard Shaw, the Irish playwright, certainly had his critics, but he knew how to handle them. After one opening, a critic stood up in the audience and shouted, "It's rotten!" To which Shaw stood up and replied, "I agree. But what are we against so many?" Hey, nobody had more critics than Paul. Yet he wrote, "If God, are you listening? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Without courage, we simply accumulate a collection of good ideas and regrets. Most of our missed opportunities wouldn't have been missed at all if only we'd been willing to push through the criticism and embrace what could have been. All of us experience fear, all of us, but here's the difference. The winner's need for progress overwhelms their reluctance to take a risk. In other words, they can live more easily with the memory of having tried and failed than not having tried at all. They know that failure is an inevitable part of success, and that failure always brings criticism. And while others fear stepping out into a new opportunity, the real winner fears missing out on those new opportunities. Okay?